Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this rainy Friday. High school football tonight, and as we do every Friday at 9:30, we say hello to a high school football coach. Matt Kreisky from Blackman High School is on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Pretty good. I appreciate y'all having me on this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just start with the obvious question. Have you worked with some wet footballs this week? Because I think you're going to need them tonight.
Yes, sir, we have. We implemented that in practice. You know, us coaches always look at the weather each week, and, you know, you saw a high chance of rain for all week, and so we worked on it this week. Hopefully, you know, it probably will be an issue, but we're hoping it won't be that big of an issue for us tonight.
How do you try and simulate that? Do you, you know, use the hose and spray the guys? Like, how does that work when you're trying to practice?
What we do is we got one of our managers run around with the bucket of water in between plays, and whenever our offense is going, we dip that ball in there and spot it and go, and just so the kids know, you know, just get the feel of a wet football. And, you know, I think at times we had it probably a little too wet than what it's really going to be in a game.
But do you, as a coach, I mean, this kind of allows you to play some old school, you know, ground and pound football. So do you kind of like that as a coach?
I do. I mean, if you look at us this year, that's kind of like our style. You know, we're a little bit more heavy on the run. So that this kind of, you know, plays in our favor a little bit, as long as we can, you know, not have any missed snaps, you know, any fumbles or anything that when we're turning the football over.
Every Friday at 9:30 on the Chase and Big Joe Show, talking to an area high school football coach. Big game tonight. Matt Kreisky joins us. All right, Coach, your football team, I got to tell you, coaching your team would drive me crazy because you beat a very good Stewart's Creek football team, and you take Ravenwood and Oakland to the wire. I mean, you got to be proud of your guys for what you've done so far. But at the same time, I mean, you're so close to these games. What's the motivation you keep telling these guys about these close games? Just to keep pounding, keep getting done, and keep going forward?
Yes, sir. You know, Oakland was our first region loss. You know, our goal all off season, you know, when we started our off season program, was to get the 11th game. So that's our goal. And I tell the kids, you know, we're right there. We're right there in the mix of things. You know, we played Ravenwood close all game, you know, lose by 7. Then we play a great Oakland team, you know, lose by 1 point, you know, lost, you know, we had a missed snap. They were able to punch it in. Then we drive the football back down and give ourselves another opportunity to win the game with the field goal. And then they blocked that. So we're right there. You know, we just got to be able to, in these top games, playing these top teams, we got to be able to finish. You know, we play good for, you know, about 3.5 quarters, and then, you know, we make a little mishap that really hurts us and costs us the game.
How good can you be with your football team if you do put it all together? Because you're right there, Coach.
Yeah, I think we could be, you know, right there with in the mix of things with Oakland, Riverdale, and everybody in our region. You know, big thing is I was really hoping we could get one of these games because I think it's a really big confidence builder for our guys because, you know, we played, you know, our first loss of Brentwood. You know, we were up early in that game and kind of let it slip away. Same with Ravenwood and Oakland. You know, we've got to get one of these games, you know, to build our confidence so these guys feel confident as we move forward in the last half of the season.
Well, what's this like? I mean, you play Oakland. Now you got to play another big game. How did you get your guys' attention off that tough, tough loss to Oakland and focus on Siegel? Because as you well know, in these region games, this Siegel game is just as important as that Oakland game.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to have any letdown after a big game. You know, so we got back to work on Monday, you know, told the kids, you know, it's that's part of life. You know, things are not going to go your way. But you know, how are you going to finish? You know, are we going to sulk and pout and feel sorry for ourselves? Because I promise you, Siegel's not feeling sorry for us right now. So if, you know, if we don't show up on Friday night and take care of business, you know, it's not going to end well for us. But we've had a good week of practice. These guys adjusted well, and they've moved forward. And, you know, we're – you know, our goal is to, you know, take these next 5 games, take them one game at a time, and hopefully we do the things necessary to get that game 11 for us.
We're talking to Matt Kreisky. He's the head coach of the Blackman Blaze. Now, your defense has been pretty stout this year. Am I right in saying that Iowa's Phil Parker has helped inspire the 4-3 defense that you guys run?
Yeah, we've been to Iowa the past 2 off seasons and spent some time with Phil Parker and his defensive staff. So we really enjoy that, going up there each year in the springtime and spending some time with him. And he's an unbelievable guy. And so he's been fun to work with. And, you know, and you know, he texted me and me and our defense coordinator, Coach Crosby, to keep up with us. So, you know, he's a good one. And they, a lot of things we do is we emulate from what we see from Coach Parker and his staff.
So that kind of goes back to the question I asked earlier, you know, the ground and pound and then, a you know, a stifling defense. Again, I feel like with the conditions tonight, that's going to be in your favor.
Yes, we're hoping it will be. You know, with our, you know, we've got two great running backs, Grant Gardner and Jabari Kemp are both playing well. They combined for over 500 yards. You know, so, you know, we're hoping they can carry the load for us tonight. Marcus Cameron's played quarterback the past two games. He's done a great job for us, managing the game and doing things we've asked him to do. Then our big guys up front, you know, Hudson Lee, Ian and Isaiah Molina, Kenny Jackson, and those guys, they're bringing over the mentality that what I wanted to create. You know, we want to be just as physical on offense as we are on defense.
So your opponent, Siegel, tonight, you know, you're going to their place. What do they do that you're going to have to look out for?
Well, they do a good job of, you know, executing. You know, I think they're young in some areas. You know we're have to – defensively, we're going to play well like we've been playing, to slow them down. You know, offensively, I think they do a pretty good job on defense. So we're going to be able to, like we said, you know, be able to run the football, not have any missed assignments or missed blocks. Because if we do, you know, it's going to be a long night for us.
We're talking to Matt Kreisky, head coach at Blackman High School. You know, one of the best environments in all. I know you're on the road tonight, but I mean, when you look at the stands at Blackman, your games are packed. The students are there. The crowd's there. How much fun is it coaching at Blackman High School, knowing that every Friday night you're going to have that at the home field, that huge support you get from the student body and also from the community?
Yeah, they, you know, our crowds play a huge part in our games. You know, just seeing the type of crowds we have, it's unbelievable the support that we get from our student body, like you said, our student body, the community. Just everybody comes out on Friday night in this Blackman community and supports this team. And it's really been fun to be a part of and see these past two seasons.
I love coming out there covering a game. All right, when it's raining like this tonight, I know most coaches, do you still script 10, 15 plays to open the game?
Yeah, we have our plays that we think, you know, the first, you know, we do about the first 10 and then that we want to look at and then try to see how they line up and see our adjustments that we need to make. And so, yeah, even though it's wet, we still got some things that we want to do and accomplish in the first 10 or 15 plays.
What can you remember? Growing up, playing high school football in the rain was fantastic. Do your kids embrace this, do you think? Do you hope, at least?
Yeah, they do. You know, and you know, I told them this morning after we got done lifting, you know, this is something that you always want to do as a kid. Your mama made you come in the house, you know, when it started raining. That's not the case tonight. You get to go out here, you know, and be that 6-7-year-old kid playing in the rain tonight, having fun. I said, just enjoy the moment. But also at the same time, man, we got to take care of business.
Well, Coach, best of luck tonight. I will actually be at your game tonight watching you guys. So enjoy the weather. It's going to be a little wet, but good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Matt Kreisky joining us, head coach of the Blackman Blaze. And, I'm actually pairing up with Jill Jelnick, and we're going to call the game for the NFHS network tonight.
Nice.
So
you got to
go back to my roots.
You got some signature, like, holy cow, you got some good stuff waiting there for
we'll
us
see.
Tonight.
It's natural. I'm just doing the, I'm going to be the analyst tonight. So it should be fun.
Yeah.
Like you. You know, I'll listen
I'm
to your
class,
tip.
Right?
I just go listen to you and Chip. And that's the
I'd
inspiration
listen to
I
more
get.
Chip and less me for all that to do that.
No, my favorite is, I can just, like, I hear Chip call the play, and if it's a missed assignment or something like that, I can hear the groan even without you making a
shotgun snaps, running the ball up the middle.
I know.
Chip was like, if you're a head coach, you would fire every offensive coordinator after. I said, yeah, I would. After a game, I would fire all the coordinators. I'd call my own plays.
You would.
It just drives – we'll get into it. But it drives fourth and one shotgun snaps or whatever, they third and one shotgun snaps – are going to be the death of me.
Yeah.
They are. They're going to be the death of me.
Speaking of MTSU, tune in to 93.3 FM, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, as MTSU takes on Memphis on the road. Pregame starts at 5, the kickoff at 6:30, and MTSU football on 93.3 FM is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. Chase and Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.